Ice Dalit, page Kuf Mem Vav. Hochachto. Shel Harambam. Shabachira kolkach gdola biyada adam. Shakol masu biyado. The Rambam's proof that Bechira is so big, so much in the hands of a person that right, he can really choose to do whatever he wants, it's all given over to him. Because if it wasn't for the fact that man had full bechira over his actions, so then the whole idea of schar v'onesh, of reward and punishment for doing mitzvahs or not doing mitzvahs, would be a terrible, terrible avil. Right? It would be a terrible misjustice. Right, so we would never be able to say about Hashem, and there's a pasuk that right, that Hashem is righteous and He's straight, if He punishes people for an action that they can't not do. How could you punish somebody for something that he doesn't even have a choice over? He's automated to do that action. Levad ledvarim kemo shehem. So that was the Rambam's proof. Now, besides the proof in of itself, yesh beze od omek. There's more depth in this inyan. There's more depth to the inyan of bechira here. Ki kol ha-hitkomemut shel erich ha-bechira v'chol ha-mekor la-shalim oto. The whole rising up of people that they're going and rejecting and neglecting the erich of bechira, noveh hakol mitoch habricha min ha'onesh. It's all flowing out of their escape from punishment. They're running away from punishment. They're scared. The idea that Hashem will punish them for averus is a very hard pill to swallow. And the easiest, psychologically, the easiest way to rid yourself of that fear and of that that heavy weight that's weighing on a person is by rejecting the whole idea of Bechira and saying that, oh, there is no such thing as Bechira. If there's no such thing as Bechira, so of course there's no such thing as punishment. Even though the pictures of punishment are also very distant from us, meaning the punishments that Hashem gives for the averus, for each averus that a person does, are very, very distant from us, right? We don't have a real concept of how severe the punishments are, or what they're like at all. Clearly we don't have a real understanding of what Gehenna is. And so Chazal tried to give us a little bit of something by saying that fire here is 1/60th of what the fire is over there. So, sounds pretty hot. But we don't really have that kind of a picture. So as far as distant as that is from us, of Moran HaGoin HaChosid Rabbi Yisrael Misalanter Tzal, like Rabbi Yisrael Misalanter wrote, Ki kimo shal kochavim nirim lefaneinu ktanim. Rabbi Yisrael brought this like mashal, that the same way the stars look to us very small when we look up to the sky, right? So the stars look to us very, very small. Ve'im na'bit aleim b'kli zchuchas ha-magdeles, but if we look at them with the telescope, so we'd see them, we could actually see them, right, much, much bigger than what they looked to us without the telescope. And truthfully, there is no telling how large, you know, they're huge. The stars are huge. There are stars that are way, way bigger than planet Earth. Ken gam be'oinshim. Kama shenitzayer lefaneinu godlam u'mora'am in aroch l'mashem be'emet. As same thing when it comes to the punishments for the mitzvahs, Lisa said. As much as we are mitzayer before us, how big those punishments are and how terrifying they are, there's we don't even come close to what they truly are. Mikol makom, nevertheless, kama shehen rochakim usagei chumrei oinshim. As much as we are far from the concepts of the severity of the punishments, harbe yoter mize, says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, as distant as we are, as far off as we are, in our conceptualizing, in our being able to picture and imagine the severity of punishments, we are even more far. Harbe yoter mize, we're much, much further, in rechokim, we're much, much further away, mimusagei noa me'aschar. We are way further away from understanding the pleasure and the sweetness and the amazingness of the reward that Hashem has in store for us for keeping His Torah and Mitzvahs. You can see, right, we know Chazal always make that distinction that the Toiv is always way more than the Ra. So, like, for example, Hashem punishes, it says, for up to 4 Dairis, right, up 4 generations, person's kids, grandkids, great-grandkids, they might still suffer from that person's averus, but when it comes to the schar, we find that for 2,000 generations, they're going to be feeding off of the merit of the father. So you see that scharei meruba, the schar is many times greater than the Averis. It says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, based on that, the same idea is, as far off as we are from being able to conceptualize and imagine the Averis, the severity of the punishments that one will get for an Avera, but we're even further away, much, much further away from realizing how amazing the schar of mitzvos is going to be, that's like unimaginable. Lefi hadimyon hakatzar. Now, according to our short imagination, meaning our shortened ability to imagine these things, noach levater laschar ubilvad lipater meonesh, because we don't have because we're so far off of this understanding. We don't chap the relationship between the enormous amazingness of that schar and as opposed to the oynish, as opposed to the severity of the oynish. So for us, in our psychologically speaking, we feel more comfortable saying, you know what, leave the schar, I won't take the schar, just don't punish me. It's like, you know, it's a trade-off we're willing to deal with. Don't punish me, it's too hot in there, I don't want that. Keep your schar, just don't give me the punishment. And Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is saying that, in fact, right? And that's psychologically what goes on. And he says, "V'chein, and therefore, kevin shirotzim li pater mi musrei aklayot shel ha'onshim, since people want to exempt themselves from the musrei haklayot, right, from those feelings that you have, musretik feelings of the punishments, so mitpatim behevel, they become seduced by stupidity, by nonsense, litkomem al bechira, to rise up against bechira and decide, v'chi ha'odam muchruch l'maisev, decide that no man is compelled to his actions, v'ein makom v'schaiv o'inish, and there is no makom for v'schaiv o'inish. Because it's true, okay, now, great, so what are you living for? You're not going to get schar either. You lost out all the schar. It's worth it for us to be mevat on the schar, just not to get that punishment. It's too frightening. It's too debilitating, the thought. So, but it's a big mistake, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is saying, because the truth of the matter is that the schar is so overwhelmingly amazing that it's going to be worth it. If we really chopped, how busy it would be worth it to get even those enormously unimaginable punishments for the Averis just to get the schar afterwards. I just give you an example. Yeah, sometimes we always have, there's a certain level of pain and discomfort a person is willing to go through because he's going to get something for it, right? A person might, let's say, stay up, and let's say a guy's trying to put together a company, right? And he'll stay up crazy hours, travel over, put in his money, you know, maybe live frugally till because he's just trying to like survive to get the company off the ground, right? And he's madir shinayim in ayinayim, he's not getting any sleep. He's putting it all, and lemaisa he's like killing himself for a year because he knows that after that it's going to be worth it. Things are going to blossom, and he's going to be living on easy streak, he thinks, at least. But that's the cheshbon that goes, right? It's going to be a good life after that, right? Of course it doesn't necessarily work that way, but nevertheless, that's the, you know, a person might play sports and enjoy sports very much. I mean, I remember my, you know, when I was a teenager, I was very big into, I loved playing basketball, so I played like tons. But my ankles were never such like great shape. I used to sprain my ankles terribly. Like, but during the game, you know, you have the adrenaline running, so that's it. You're in there with all the pain. You don't even pay attention because it's just like too geschmack. The game is, you know, so you just ignore the pain. You know, the second the game is over, the pain is excruciating. You can't even walk. But the point is that the pleasures, whatever those pleasures may be, override pain, and they make it sometimes to the point that you're even desensitized from the pain. Sometimes, I mean, you see this mamish bechush very often. You know, there are times where a person is doing something, whatever it is, and he'll get cut or whatever. He was like having a good time, and he doesn't even pay attention that after whatever it is that he's doing, you know, oh wow, I got a big cut over here. I got, you know, these things happen. So it's this same type of idea. I mean, that's, I just went into a little bit of another nekuda, but the point is we certainly have a threshold where we're willing to go through discomfort and even pain when we realize that it's worth it. Afterwards, it's going to be worthwhile. So Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is really saying that if we really chopped, as bad as the Anshim are, and the Anshim are way worse than we can even imagine, it would be worth it, without a doubt, to accept those punishments and just face them, just in order to get the tremendous schar for the mitzvahs, the Torah mitzvahs that we do. It's a very wonderful idea. You know, listen, the punishments, no, none of us like to think about that. You know, it's like but to chop the tremendous schar involved, right? The fichach here by Torah mitzvahs, it gives another level of understanding, another depth of the fact that, right, what the Chazal tell us, that the Keshboch was marbet Torah mitzvah, so that you for sure are going to get some mitzvahs, you know, for sure. And it's all of it, like, if you, with all of you, but you might miss a lot of stuff also. You might mess up things, and like, the mitzvahs also are bad. But Rabbi Yaakov Moshe really, why isn't, right, that should be a question, because he wanted to give us schar. So Chazal say, he wanted to give us extra schar. So what do you mean, higdil Torah mitzvahs? We have so many responsibilities. We can go wrong at like every minute of Shabbos, in Hilchas Shabbos. But there's never a lashon hara. There's so many things where we can go wrong and do go wrong. So like, why is that such a loving God? He wanted to give us the reward. That's really the attitude. Like, thanks for the reward, Hashem. Keep your reward to yourself. Just don't punish me. No. You see from here, that's really what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is coming to, is that if we really chopped what this reward is, it's worth it even for those few mitzvahs. Like, whatever it is, it's going to be such an overwhelming reward that it's going to be well worth it. After all the punishments, it's still going to be worth it for that tremendous reward. Because the reward is so much greater than the pain of the punishments, than the severity of the punishments. So they're making a big mistake when they're trying to run away from punishment by being mevatel bechira, by deciding like, we're all just machines. We have no real free choice. And, you know, I have taivus and I have to do it because I don't have control over the matzav, right? So, and this other guy, he's good because he's programmed that way, not because none of us are really choosing the way we're living, we're just programmed that way. And by doing that, they're running away from the Avera, but they're missing out on something very, very, amazing. They're missing out on the Schar. They don't realize that as bad as the Avera, as bad as the Oynish is going to be, the Schar is well worth it. So he says, L'chein ha'choyva, la'ashrish sherish omoik as erika b'chira, v'chbiyad ha'odam mosar ha'koyv. So therefore, it's an obligation to really pump into us with a very, deep, to let it take root in us very deeply, the value of Bechira, the level of Bechira, the fact that man has full choice over his actions, right? V'oz ha'mitus ha'dovah she'godol hu ha'oynish le'ovri ritzoynoi. And then the truth of the matter, that the oynish for those who transgress the will of Hashem is very big, that knowledge, that recognition that punishment is very great, tajrichet munuchato shel adam v'tivielu de'ar chokam menachet, it will guide the rest, the comfort of the person, so to say, and will bring him to distance himself from chet. But ma'aseh, you need the yiras ha'oynish to keep yourself away from chet. U'be'emes gam k'shemesirim ponim min ha'bechira. And the truth of the matter is, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says, and this is something which I've seen it, even when a person removes his face, so to say, he removes, right, from Bechira, and he imagines, right, he gets into that, he decides and he imagines that he's really mukhruch to do anything that he wants. He has no control over himself, right? He's been made, I don't believe in Bechira. A lot of people out there that are like that. Even then, gam ozlo yimtza menoyach v'soiva, he will not, even then, he will not find rest and fulfillment. V'itzavon yavra alponov, and he will still remain, he will be sad. He thinks he's trying, he thinks he's like saving his psychological self by, kicking away the concept of Bechira. And he's going to be like lightening his burden, like, okay, now I can chill, I can relax. It's not going to happen. He's still going to be an unhappy person. He'll be unhappy without even knowing why he's sad. And he will never, ever get rest. Worse than that, he will really be bound with chains in all his, even in all his daily tendencies, without any freedom, even to his body. Because according to his belief that he is tied and forced to act, right, he's programmed, he's pre-programmed, he doesn't have Bechira, according to that, his own belief, so that's how he will live. Because the whole value, a level of the way life is, of a person is going to look, is going to be according to his belief and his image of what he views, of his opinions on the Koicha Bechira. Think about it, right? It's very pashut. If you believe in Koicha Bechira, so you will educate yourself and battle yourself against Midas Rois, against Taivas, and you'll improve yourself. And if not, then you're just gonna allow yourself to be taken away by your drives. And that's a very, very miserable existence that a person is taken away by, because it's basically he gets into habits of things, and he gets into, there's no machshava, there's no das anymore. It's like a miserable, miserable life. It's an interesting thing because, when psychology, that was part of the tainus against Freud was if Freud kind of took away Bechira, and psychology to a certain degree, especially in the early years, whatever, took away Bechira. But the truth of the matter is that if you didn't believe in Bechira, then you couldn't go to a psychologist either, really. I mean, you're going to the psychologist, right? Elamai, you have to then understand, they have to learn that, well, you're going to the psychologist is also, you're forced to. That's the way they'll have to say it. They'll have to, like, build this, like, inner circular logic that it's not pshat that the psychologist is giving you the kalim to fix yourself. It's pshat that this is part of the pre-programming that I'm going to go to a psychologist who's going to show me these things, and it's all, like, it's pretty silly. I mean, quite frankly, it's really silly. Anyway, but, you know, people are willing to be silly in order to escape punishment. And it's not just a punishment. It's, what's the word for it? You shouldn't have a...
Guilty
conscience. That's what I was looking for. I couldn't write. Yeah? The guilty conscience is worse than anything. Yeah? That's horrible. They'll do anything just to get rid of that guilty conscience. Even destroy their life. Well, P. Divrei Rambam. Hanal. So this is interesting. So he says, according to these words of the Rambam, that now he's, you know, that this idea that the gemul v'oynish, schar v'oynish, is what proves a person's, we have to for sure have bechira, otherwise Hashem would punish us, right? So yizbaru gam dvara b'sefer mitzvos, then we will also be able to understand his words in sefer mitzvos. The Rambam, it says mitzvah gimel here, but it's a mistake. It should be mitzvah dalet. The Rambam over there was kevea shekova b'mitzvahs yiru shuliroi me'onsho yizborach. That a person has to have fear from punishment. So I'll read you the Rambam inside, so we could appreciate what he's saying here. The Rambam says in Sefer Mitzvahs, ha'mitzvah revius, the fourth mitzvah, he shitzivanu lahamin yirasa yisala levifochid mimenu. We were commanded to believe the fear, so to say, in the fear of Hashem, lipochid menu, and to fear him, lifached menu, to fear him. V'loy niya k'koy from ha'olchem b'kerib. We shouldn't be like those who deny Hashem, who just go in their ways, you know, with chance, without any yira. Avol nira bias oinshoy b'chaleis. We have to be afraid of having his punishment come upon us. At all times we have to be afraid. Hu am Yisrael es Hashem lekecha tira, and that's what it says, Hashem lekecha tira, and he continues, not going to read the rest of it. Now, the problem is, in Hilchas Yisrael de HaTaira, that's what he says here, Rabbi Yaakov Meshav, v'zeh shaloi kedvar b'yad ha-chazaka. You see over here, he was kaveh, mitzvah for a mitzvah, he was kaveh, that the mitzvah of Yira, Yira Shemaim, Yira Hashem, is the mitzvah of Yira Sa'oinish. But, in Yad ha-chazaka, he seems to define Yira differently. Shaloi kedvar b'yad ha-chazaka, perek beiz, milchus yisrei de'atayr, halacha beiz, or bilchus tshuva perek yud halacha aleph, sheika yira yiras ha-roimimus. What comes out of those places is that the ikka yira is the yira of roimimus. Right? The Rambam over there says, in perek sheni, for halacha aleph, hakeila nichbad v'neireze, mitzvah la'avoy v'liyira mimeno. There's a mitzvah to love Hashem and to fear Him. Shnemar v'haftas Hashem lekecha v'nemas Hashem lekecha tira. No, halacha beis. Hey, chi aderech lavasav yirasei. What's the derech to love him and fear him? So he says, b'shosh sheyizboinin ha'adam b'masav l'bruav anifloim agadolim. When a person looks and contemplates and thinks about the maisim, right, the what Hashem has made, His creations, His amazing. Ruav hanifloim agedolim, sees his amazing, wondrous creations. The yirameim chachmosoi shein laich akeitz, and he'll see the tremendous wisdom of Hashem that it's beyond all limit. Miyad hu oyev mishabech umafoer umisavatay vegedolah leida Hashem agadol. Beautiful lashon, right? Immediately the person loves, praises, beautifies Hashem, right? And has a tremendous taiva. That's the Rambam's lashon. Misava taiva gedola leida Hashem agadol, to know Hashem agadol. Kamo shama David, tzama nafshi lekilchai. My soul is thirsty for God. When a person thinks about these things, atzman, he thinks about these things themselves, immediately, like, he just, like, he gets shooken up, and he fears Hashem. His trepidation from Hashem. And he feels like such a small, lowly bria, with such a small das, standing before the shleimus of deus, the Rebbeinu Shleilam. He just feels so, you know, so small. So that's a vart of yiras haroimimus. He gets filled with the yira of the tremendous roimus of Hashem, the greatness of Hashem, just overtakes him. That's a whole different yira than the yira that the Rambam spoke about in Sefer HaMitzvos. So what's pshat, right? So Rabbi Yaakov Meishan says, Ula mine zevadai she'ein lahalos al adas ki kavonos ha'besefer HaMitzvos lishlo yira saraymos she'ein ha'bechlal ha'seshel yira. Yeah, it's obvious, it doesn't make any sense to think that the Rambam's kavon in Sefer HaMitzvos was to reject the idea, or to negate the idea of Yiras Roimus, that Yiras Roimus is not included in the mitzvah aseh of Yira. It's poshut that mitzvah Yiras Roimus is also part of the mitzvah of Yira. The Rambam wasn't coming to say it's dafka Yiras Oynish and not Yiras Roimus. El kavanase, but his kavanah was dim lo yashrish bekir b'meira oynshim. If you don't pump into yourself the fear of punishments, which you know in the Rasha Raki Rishase, and then Hashem gives the Rasha the he does for him, you know, the ra according to the evil that the person does, then you will never have that the truth of Bechira is going to penetrate inside of you. Why? How does that affect if you really chap Bechira? Shari kol raya ala Bechira, the whole raya on Bechira, like the Rambam said in Shmaya Prakam in this parak, the whole raya that the Rambam brings on Bechira is that Hashem gives out punishment and He gives out reward, and if not for the fact that we have Bechira, it wouldn't be possible to say tzadik v'yosher. It's that would be very unreasonable if God punished us for things that we can't and we have no choice of doing, right? So b'loy Bechira loy tanuach l'avruach Hashem. So without Bechira, the spirit of Hashem won't rest on a person. He is roi lahonos merimusa he'elyena. To be appropriate, he won't be roi to have the hana from the roimus he'elyena of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Hashem's greatness. V'liro mehader goin kodshoi. V'nimtza ki b'chlal yira me'onche kol ha'yiras b'chlal. So it comes out that included in the yira from the einish is all the yiras. In other words, this is, everybody says that, you know, the first base of Yira is Yira Sa'inish, and the second base, so to say, you work yourself up to Yira Sa'raimus. And that's what Rabbi Yaakov Meishan is saying here. Say, you have to have the Yira Sa'inish, but Rabbi Yaakov Meishan is adding something in over here. You have to have the Yira Sa'inish, because only by believing in the fact that Hashem punishes a person, can a person come to recognize the Amitas HaBechira that he has. Because if you realize that Hashem is going to punish, then you also realize that means you're also able not to do the Avera. And if you believe that you're not doing the Avera, so you know you have Bechira. And if you live with Bechira, so now the spirit of Hashem can rest upon you. The idea of God's greatness can start to become absorbed by such a person, by a person who believes in Bechira, that opens up for him to develop a Yiras HaRoimus. But without the Yiras Ha'inish, he won't have the Amun and Bechira, and Mimele he also won't have, he's going to be lacking the vessel, so to say, to allow the Yiras HaRoimus to take him over. Now, in this last paragraph we're about to read, he a little bit more will explain how does this work. He says, HaBechira he rose Tzelem Elokim. Bechira is the secret of the Tzelem Elokim. There's different Pirushim what Tzelem Elokim is. So, but one of the most, you know, I think the most chashav perushim, I would say, you know, is that the bechira, the man's choice, right? One of them is his speech, but speech is really also tied to the pashas. It's tied, unless people deny bechira, okay? But lemaisa, what is speech? Speech is a gili of das, That's the das is where the person's bechira is at, right? Ladas toivera. You know the difference between good and evil. That's where your klecha bechira is rooted. But in any case, let's just leave it with what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says here. The bechira is the secret of the tzelem elokim, the image of God. Hashem wanted to make the creation. Hashem can do whatever he wants. That's his say the bechira kibiyachla of Hashem, the rotzin of Hashem. And he created man to also have that tremendous soid called Selim Elakim, right, of Bechira. Man is able to choose. Valkain called Shlila Bechira Shlila Satzelim. So if you deny Bechira, you're denying your Selim Elakim. You're turning yourself into an animal. An animal doesn't have the Selim Elakim. He doesn't have choice, right? They have instinct. It's not choice. So if you're Shlila from yourself, if you deny, you reject the idea of Bechira, you're rejecting the Tzelem Elokim. The E.F. Shirli is Korav LaHashem, Zulask Shalehuvar Me'olav Atzelem HaKadosh, V'loy Nechlev Tzalma V'Tzalma Nuchro. It's impossible to be close to Hashem, impossible to be close to Hashem, unless you did not taken off your holy Tzelem, that holy Tzelem of the person, and hasn't switched his Tzelem with the tzelem, with a foreign tzelem, kilu a tzelem of avodah zarah, so to say. Lefichach, and therefore, mikaven sheyiras oynish yamashrish as a bechira, since the fear of oynish is what is mashrish, it's what puts into us the koich of bechira, like we just explained. You need to have that yiras oynish, like the Rambam says, because then you have that, then you chap that, oh, if Hashem punishes, that means, and we know that Hashem is tzaddik v'yashar, it must mean that we have bechira, otherwise he couldn't punish us. It would be very unfair and unjust. So, the yiras ha'oinish again is mashrish the bechira. Harei al yoda miskarev el Hashem. And through that, we become closer to Hashem. V'sheira lo, right? Because the bechira is the tzelem. That's the way. So the yiras ha'oinish allows that tzelem alakim to rest in us, right? And to then become manifest in us. V'sheirel of hoitshchinasei, and then the glory of Hashem's shchina rests upon us, because the tzelem elokim is like the chelik eloka mimal, is the part of Hashem that he rests inside the human being. And the more we manifest the tzelem elokim, the more we use our koich habechira l'tov, the more Hashem makes us his merkava, so to say, makes us his chariot to bring, he brings his light, his infinite light down into us, into the world, through us. We become the conduit to bring down that, and that's through this Tzelem Elokim. That's how through our neshama, the Tzelem Elokim has all our naran chaya, nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida. It's all, that's all part of the Tzelem Elokim. The yiras Hashem aroimim achayfefes alav, and the fear of Hashem aroimim, not the yiras einish, the exalted yira, right? The yira of Hashem's exaltedness, that will hover above us, will, right, encompass us. And that's what Reb Chaim Vital speaks about in the Akdama to Etz Chaim of the Arizal. Ki aboli toyer ulekarev reishes akol yiras Hashem. He writes, if you first thing, the first step, you want to be matar yourself, you want to come closer to Hashem, first of anything is yiras Hashem, lahasig yiras ha'oynesh. It's Reb Chaim Vital, you think, you know, you're coming to learn Etz Chaim, you're a big person, you know, Shas and Peskim, you know, all, you have all the prerequisites to now get into his Liman, and you expect him to tell you something like, you know, lofty. First thing he says, listen, the first thing you need is your Sainish. Whoa, dropped you down to be like a first grader. Yeah, you need your Sainish, that's first base. Kireishis Chachma Yasagas Abechira. Because the beginning of Chachma is attaining Bechira. Because it's through Bechira that the Tzelem Eloiki comes down onto a person, appears on a person, shows on the person, in its glory, its splendor, and he becomes closer to Hashem in that way. So the Yiras Ha'oinish is not something at all to be mezalzel in. It's not something to be ashamed of. It's something to be, Something to appreciate, something that a person really has to work on. It's become like a very big in to knock yiras ha'oinish, because there are many places where it speaks very negatively about Yiras Einish. That you shouldn't be serving Hashem just because you're afraid of Einish. You should have Yiras Aramis. And it's true. But first base, and that's what the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs is showing us, that's what Rabbi Chaim Vital, the beginning of Yitz Chaim, is showing us, is that the key to everything is the Yiras Einish. And Rabbi Yaakov Moshe here is explaining a depth to why Yiras Einish is important. Because when you believe in Schar V'Einish, when you believe and you have fear of the Einish of Hashem, you're recognizing that you have Bechira. And by recognizing you have Bechira, you're recognizing you are B'Tselem Elokim. You're recognizing that you are B'Tselem Elokim. When you recognize that you're B'Tselem Elokim, you allow that Tselem Elokim to show on you, to come further and further into you, so to say. And that's the way to grow, get closer to Hashem, and build that Kirva and the Yiras Aramis, and to get to higher Madregas. But without that first step, you're going to be lacking in your belief in your ability of Bechira. This is mamish, a very, very fundamental thing. It's like, it's so pashut on the one hand, and on the other hand, it's because, again, the cheshbon that he's making, this is not very stylish today to bechlal mention that there's such a thing as einish, because the world has become very, very weak, right? And if you say something about onish, that's it, they're out. For the same reason I was saying, as if it's going to help. You know, there was a right famous line over there, it's become more famous in recent years, you can run but you can't hide, right? We learned from Yonah. It's not going to help. That's not the way to deal with it. The way to deal with it is not by denying or not thinking about it or thinking I'm good at that, that's it, I can't take it, I'm going to say it. No, it's by saying Adarabba. It's by saying, you know something? It's true that Hashem punishes. But why does He punish? He punishes because He knows that I have control over my actions and I can not do. That should be a chizuk. It should be a chizuk to a person to realize that the only way you can possibly get punished for this is because you have control over your ma'asim. Hashem believes in you. He gave you the tzelem elokim. He didn't give it to the animals, he didn't give it to the tree, right? He gave you the tzelem elokim. You have, and when you recognize your koicha bechira, that gives you a chizuk to improve yourself. And it gives you a chizuk to go weiter. Nobody expects. Rabbi Yehuda already says, you know, person wants to do tshuva. You can't do everything in one shot. It doesn't. It's impossible. A person that then doesn't know the mitzvahs, doesn't know the halacha, it takes us a whole lifetime to learn. You know, we learn now 40 days. I saw, maybe the Zeres Shimshon. I think the Zeres Shimshon. Maybe it's like Borakasha. Like Moshe learned the Torah in 40 days. Why couldn't he do it only one day? Like, what's the 40 days? Like, what's the cheshbon of 40? Why not one day? Now, 40 days? I don't know. It seems pretty quick to me. it would take us more than 40 lifetimes to learn the whole Torah. It's endless, right? But my point. So, what's the it's impossible to. So we have to know that it's the direction that counts. It's when Hashem. We spoke about this a number of times. When Hashem sees that we're working at it. We're trying to get better, we're improving, we have a plan. We're going to the right people, we're going to the right places to work on things. Like Rabbeinu Yehuda says, a person does tshuva, he thinks, listen, I'm going to do whatever I can now, do whatever Hashem wants. He doesn't know all the halachas yet. Hashem's not going to cheshbon in, he's not going to punish him for all the stuff that he doesn't know yet. Hilchos Shabbos, the Chafetz Chaim says, he brings from the Aris Devash, Nakdama, right? You have to learn Hilchos Shabbos every single day. Without that, it's basically impossible to keep Shabbos. If you're not learning every single day of Shabbos, what does that mean? Obviously, there's so much stuff that it's almost impossible to go through Shabbos without being lechal, because you don't know that there's so much there. How many people have learned all of Hilchos Shabbos? And even if you learn all of Hilchos Shabbos, you know how to apply it to our Metzias today. But Hashem is not an angry, hating God. He loves us. And if we're taking all the steps, and we're doing everything that we can to improve ourselves, yeah, and sometimes that includes not going too fast, very, very often, not taking on too much, because the faster we would like to fast, we can override the system, chas v'shalom, and it's, you know, we say that Torah mitzvah is pleasurable. If it's not pleasurable, then that has to be studied. What are you doing wrong? There's something wrong that has to be fixed. But that's the nekudas ha'atchala, the beginning of avodas Hashem, the beginning of his karvus to Hashem, is a recognition of Bechira. And it shouldn't throw us off, scare us off, it should actually give us chizuk to realize that we're B'Tselem Elokim. Good work.